time for True Confessions with the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Oh, my God. No.
So awkward.
Anonymous joins us today for True Confessions. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
Hey,
good. How are you?
Hey.
Yeah, we're pretty decent.
We're okay.
What's good? Did you have something you wanted to get off your chest?
I do. And it's been bothering me because it's very weird and freaky.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a 6-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 weeks ago, I was driving down the road taking her to her daycare.
Uh-huh.
And she said, Mom, you know, she said, watch out for those four people on the side of the road. And I looked and I was thinking, hey, I don't see anybody. So, okay, you know, don't know if this was kind of imaginary things that she was just thinking of. You know, kids are so creative. So
yeah. Right.
I didn't think much of it. I'm like, okay. And then the next day, once again, same road, same place in the road. She points them and says, hey, look, they're still there. And I was like, yeah. She said the same four people were still right there in the same spot. And I said, okay.
Were there people there or no?
No, there was no one there.
Okay. That's weird.
What? That's so weird.
Yeah. You know, I want to embrace, you know, creativity and imagination, but I just was thinking, So I did ask, I said, hey, so what are they doing? And she goes, they're just standing there. You know, they're not doing anything. They're just looking. And I was like, okay.
Hmm.
Well, this continued to happen every day that I would take her to daycare. You know, the same place. It was just...
Right.
Right.
It was just consistent the whole time. So come to find out, I read that there was a car wreck that happened there 4 months back. And there was a wreath and flowers there. And it was four people who had died.
Shut up.
Nuh-uh.
No.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not. Oh, my gosh, I promise. This is just, that's what I'm saying. It's freaking me out because I don't know if she's seen into a different life or she's, I don't know what's going on. So I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should drive down another road to get, you know, to the daycare center.
Yeah, I would stop driving down that road if I were you.
Oh, my God, that's so creepy.
So your 6-year-old daughter, when you drive by the scene of this accident where four people died, says, look at those four people standing on the side of the road, and you don't see anything.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a little creepy.
A little creepy?
It's like the sixth sense type of thing happening, you know?
Yeah. It's exactly like that.
I feel like that happens with kids, too. You hear, like, they see, like, kids can see more things than adults.
My kids can't even see the trash they leave on the floor 2 feet
maybe
in front of them.
Maybe not your kids, but I feel like that happens with little kids sometimes.
When you were a kid, could you see dead people too?
No, I did not have that ability. I just made up my people. I had imaginary friends.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, because I didn't have any real ones. I just didn't know. I didn't know if it was like hereditary or anything. That is so weird.
Wow.
I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should take her, you know, to get some help. Or
I would not talk. I would not mention this to anybody. I'm going to be honest with you. If you love your daughter,
that's crazy.
Oh my!
And
God.
So creepy.
I don't want her to like tell other kids, and maybe she'll get, you know, picked on or something at school. I don't know what's going to happen. It's really freaky.
Do you ever like take her anywhere else where there could be dead people, like battlefields or like a cemetery?
Oh my gosh, no, I'm scared now.
Well, now
this happened just driving down a regular road. I definitely am not going to take her to a cemetery.
Exactly.
I would take her to a cemetery and see what she says. Maybe she'd be like, oh my God, it's a party.
No, you can take her to the cemetery.
No, I don't want to take her to the cemetery.
Like, no, thank you.
All right, hang on 1 second, Anonymous. Shivers. 833-685-9595. Anyone else's kids see dead people? 833-685-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, what'd you want to say?
Hey, so I've been listening on the conversation about the, child and woman and her child seeing people.
Yeah.
I believe that children are pure and innocent, and so they can see things that us adults can't or us human children can't. But being with that said, I drive for Lyft, and so when I'm out driving, I live in St. Augustine, Florida, You know, it's like Old Nation City.
Oh, it's like the scariest, most haunted town in the world.
Yes. And I joke you not, when I'm driving, I see people run across the road that aren't there. And sometimes this is 7 o'clock at night, but it's still pretty light out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Are you sure it's not just people running across the road?
No.
Because I feel like in St. Augustine that happens a lot.
But, like, how can you tell the difference?
It does happen a lot. It does happen a lot. And I actually got a car accident because of that one time.
Oh.
And, but, no, it was, like, a month ago. I'm driving to drop a passenger off. And I go over a bridge, and the lights just cut off. And I see someone run across. I slam on my brakes. Customer's in the back. And the lights came on. There was nobody there.
Did that affect your Lyft rating at all?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I probably did.
No, I agree. Hey, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it. Now you're messing with a man's livelihood.
All right.
Christy, how are you? I'd have gotten a 5-star review if it weren't for that dead guy running across the road. Christy, good morning. What'd you want to say?
My daughter experienced something when she was a toddler. She used to see my dad, who passed away before she was 2 years old.
She used to see your dad. Where would she see him?
Just
28 and 29.
Between her playroom when she was playing.
Oh, wow.
And how do you know it was him?
Because one day was talking to somebody, and I went to see who she was, you know, jibber-jabbering with, and told me it was her Papa Michael. I told her, no, in heaven. He told me, no, he was foggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think when your daughter talked to him, it was clearer than you talking to us on your cell phone because you're
can't
breaking
hear
in
you
and out?
At all.
It's weird that you can, like, talk to someone beyond the grave, but we can't talk to her and she's in, like, friggin' Mandarin. Come on.
I don't get it.
Like, my daughter communicates with heaven, and we can't even get a clear signal from 10 miles away. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one heat music station. A woman called up. Her daughter is seeing dead people on the side of the road. 833-685-9595. Hey, Ray, good morning. What'd you want to say, Ray?
Well, it was about the lady with the kid. Yeah. Here's a creepy thought for you. You know, when you're driving down the road and you see people on the side of the road, you don't pay no attention to it. What if they're not really there? Or if you're in the car with other adults, how many times do you say something? If you're riding with Megan, how many times have you ever told her, look at that guy standing on the side of the road?
That's true. That's a good point. He's saying, like, what if those people aren't actually there?
What if none of us are actually here?
Whoa.
Right? What if we're all just spirits?
We're woke right now.
I know, we're starting to sound like Savannah.
I know.
It's like, dude, what if we're all spirits?
No, she'd be like, well, technically we are spirits, but...
Puff, puff, pass. Hey, Sharon from the West Side, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, Sharon. What'd you want to say?
This is a thought that came to mind, and this is a little out there, but, you know, maybe there's been cases where people die in trauma, like accidents like that, or murdered, or in battle, and stuff like that, and maybe, honestly, those four people need to be prayed for, that their spirits can just go on, you know? And maybe this child, because children are so pure and innocent, maybe they're just, it's easier for them to be open to things like that. Or maybe this kid has some actual gifts in her life. I don't know, because I'm not the expert on all that, but that was the thought that came to mind.
No, yeah. That's a good point. See, to me personally, if I saw dead people, I would not consider that a gift.
No, because, me neither.
Like, the last thing I want is more people in my life. I'm already trying to ignore the living ones. Now I got to deal with dead people too. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I mean, you can screen calls if it's a living person calling you, but a dead person's like, there's no, you know, decline button. Hey, Dan. Good morning. Do you see dead people too?
I don't. But my little brother, he does.
Your little brother sees dead people?
Well, not dead people, just my dad.
Just your dad?
Yeah.
What happened with your dad and your brother?
My dad died when we were pretty young.
Uh-huh.
And it was just really strange, man. It's still strange even talking about it, but my brother would just be kind of just talking out in the air, and like he's having a conversation, And that's kind of weird talking about it. But, I mean, we didn't believe him at first.
Yeah.
And my mom used to really irritate my mom. And then, like, one day she was looking for something in particular. I think it was, like our birth certificate or something like that. She couldn't find it. She was really frustrated. And my brother just spouted out that it was inside this actual, I forget the name of the book, but it was inside one of the books in our bookcase.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, my God, that's right. She had put it there for safekeeping, and there's no way my brother or I would have known that. And she started kind of, you know, listening to him a little bit. And then a couple other episodes went by where, like, she couldn't remember the banker's name that we had a loan for our grandma's house.
Right.
And she was trying to get a hold of this banker in particular, but she could not find this guy's name or his contact information. And my brother just spouted it out. And so she was asking my brother, you know, how do you know this stuff? And he's like, well, he would simply answer, well, Daddy told me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
So he would talk to your dead dad and find stuff that your mom couldn't find.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That is so weird.
And there's no way he would have known.
Yeah, no. That is
weird. No, there's no way. There's no way my brother would know this stuff.
And you never saw your dad or talked to your dad, just your brother?
That's just my brother.
What? Does he still talk to him?
He says he does, but, you know, it doesn't seem weird anymore. I mean, just hearing your guys' reaction makes it seem weird again, but we're kind of used to it.
Yeah.
Kind of used to it, yeah.
That's just crazy.
Wow, that is wild. Hey, Dan, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God. I didn't even talk to my dad, and he's still alive.
Oh, my God.
I should actually probably call him.
Yeah,
you probably
should.
See what he's up to.
You probably should.
That reminds me. Hey, thanks.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.